Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Crisco does it right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco does it right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
I cannot believe Crisco is being this shy that he's wanting me to put the plea out there to ask on his behalf, but I'm willing to do this for you. I don't know. I don't think it's a secret. I think everyone knows your love of Girl Scout cookies. I don't know why you want me to do this, but I'll do it. So on behalf of Crisco,
no.
See, now you're fighting me on it and you're playing hard to get. So I'm going to just do it.
It's like he's flirting.
It's Crisco at KS95.com. He is asked now privately off the air, would any Girl Scout or Girl Scout mother listening right now, please email him because he would love to buy more cookies.
Yep. All the cookies.
And I just don't understand why you can't just ask for it. You know, there are so many Girl Scouts who would love to sell cookies to you, so just be open to it.
Listen, I can't stop buying Girl Scout cookies.
I know you can't, and you want more. You're like our resident cookie monster.
Aww. I can't even eat them right now. I can't eat them. I can't chew
can
up a cookie.
You can suck on them. I saw you suck on one.
A Thin Mint. Okay. Can you clarify? Cookie, please. Thank you. A Thin Mint is easy enough to kind of like let, you know, kind of crumble in your mouth. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to go buy boxes of them to, you know, whatever.
But you have already.
Because I can't say no. And they're so sweet. And I swear, the worst one, and they were so nice. I was at Cub in Roseville, and I'm sitting there, and I'm at self-checkout, and I'm going, beep, beep. Poor girls asked 5-6 people in a row, would you like to buy? No, I'm okay. You know what? Matter of fact, I'm okay. Thanks. Nope, I'm good. Every one of them turned down. And I see the mom look directly at me and does the look down, look up, look down, look up. And they kept looking. I don't know if she noticed me from the show or she noticed a heavyset guy walking by cookies. Either way, she comes over and she's like, God, I'm a big fan, and I know you love Girl Scout cookies. And I'm like,
you do.
I do, but I don't want any.
Yes, you do. Then why are you begging? See, here he goes again.
No.
I don't want them. No. Yeah, and he's like, God, do you think we could get more people to buy them? I want to buy more cookies.
Right, and you hear how I can eat all of the Thin Mints. It's super simple.
Crisco at KS95.com. Mm-hmm. Send him an email and tell him a sad story about why he should buy, and he will gladly do that. He was so generous. He bought Dez coffee this morning.
He did. Like, my heart is full.
A breakfast sandwich.
Yum, yum, yum.
Bought Pidge, a caramel cooler, a blueberry muffin.
Aww.
Didn't buy me anything.
I did.
Rude.
You mother bleeper.
You didn't.
Yes, I did. It was specifically for you.
There was no money left.
So you're a liar.
I'm not a liar.
Dirty pirate hooker of a liar.
By the time I bought all their stuff, the money you sent me was gone.
Cheapo.
And so I want you guys to enjoy from Crisco your treat today.
And I know for a fact it wasn't all gone because you got her a small coffee and him a thing. I guarantee you had money left over.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I never
agreed to buy either of them anything.
That's not what Ryan said.
Not even one thing.
You did after working so hard on this song yesterday. He wanted to treat you guys. And I thought, boy, what a generous man.
Buddy, that is truly so nice. And I enjoyed working with you yesterday in this song and our big hit. So thank you.
You're welcome. Now I have to send you more money, Ryan.
Well, if you want to buy them more stuff for tomorrow,
I'm going to send you specifically what your drink costs.
I just don't understand why he wants to
do this. I know, it's a large pretentious, right?
Why would you not take credit for such an act of kindness?
I don't want any more
Girl Scout
cookies.
Because his kindness knows no bounds.
Because be kind. And that's what you are.
You pissed in her coffee, right?
I would never.
Oh, okay, got it.
Wait. His piss wouldn't bother me. It's perfect piss.
Are you saying you want to drink
so many vitamins and minerals?
All the things his body won't absorb. It's actually my cheapest way to get all the vitamins.
Super glad we found Dez's fetish.
I didn't notice at all. It's still
called a health hack?
Yeah, duh. Follow me for more healthy living ideas.
Yeah, right?
Oh, gross. So gross.
Now, I'm being told we need to have an intervention with Pidge because every day he comes in saying he's dying.
Hey, I'm going to read. Can I read the text? Is that okay, Pidge? As you're falling asleep.
Does he have your consent?
No, I'm not falling asleep. My
TMJ is acting up.
Yeah.
See?
This was
dying.
This was at the time of this morning when we were driving in.
Okay.
It's already been an annoying and frustrating morning. Literally the moment I left my house, and frustration has turned into fear. I'm actually dying this time.
You're dying from what?
So many things. My
What was it this morning?
I thought there was something inside my, well, not think, I know. There's something inside my head eating my right eyeball from the inside out.
That's a parasite.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
no.
A I have a parasite in my head that's eating my eye.
Why do you feel that or know that?
Because for some reason, all of a sudden driving into work today, my eye started getting a pain like I've never had in my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like pulsating. And so I'd rub my eye and it would stop. And then as soon as I'd stop rubbing my eye, it'd start again. And it was just this weird feeling. And we've read articles about this and stuff. And I thought, there's a parasite eating my eyeball as an appetizer, and next he'll go for my brain. Mm-hmm. I'm dead.
Yeah. Buddy, I don't even think the parasite's going to go for the brain.
Oh, you think it would start with the brain as a appetizer?
And then head out to the eyeballs, you know, finish outside.
No, nobody starts with the main course and then eats an appetizer.
A parasite does. It goes for the biggest.
No, it doesn't. Thing. I know parasites.
Well, it's not going for your stomach.
I know.
Like it would go for mine. It would actually just have its appetizer, dessert, and meal. Right there, be like, bleh.
There's nothing in my stomach.
Hey,
I'm a frail little boy that's emotionally damaged and hurt because of you two.
Oh.
Yeah, Dez.
Because of us.
Because of you two.
I was going to say, do you think you just have a little headache or a migraine or something?
No, see, here she goes again. Hey, little guy, you're stupid.
Would you like
do you have
Advil?
A brain? I have. Hey,
have you seen like a loss of vision in the one eye?
I tested that. Not at all.
Okay. So I don't know that you have a parasite, just a little pain, you know?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know what the pain besides
I
a
mean,
parasite.
Maybe your diet says you have problems.
No, my diet doesn't talk to me.
It could be your diet.
It's the gummy worms. That is the parasite.
I just love it. Do you have any noticeable difference in your vision? Checked it fully? No, I don't. Not even a little bit.
Actually, been to the doctor, did a full brain scan. I'm good.
Yeah.
No, it just hurts. And I'm going down.
You're going
fast.
Down. Could you be, I know this is a wild thought, dehydrated?
No, you know, I had a few droplets this morning, so I am well ahead of pace for my hydration for
it
the
is
day.
Every single morning, and I don't ever want to laugh because I care deeply about Pidge and I love him.
Oh, he doesn't.
I, whatever. So anyway, every single morning, he comes in, turns the lights on in his studio, throws his stuff in the corner. I swear to God, I'm dying.
Oh, boy.
I told him, I said, dude, I don't think I've met you one day in the 2+ years I've known you where he didn't have some sort of monster problem. Oh, he's getting hurt.
I'm going to make you feel better. This is some medicine.
Oh, right. Num noms.
Here you go. Okay. Now swallow those.
Did you already have a pocket full?
Take a handful of those and call us in the morning.
Okay. There's some emergency M&Ms for you.
Num noms.
Do those feel better?
So much better.
Say thank you.
No, I do, man. No. Thank you.
Thank you.
We had some interesting secrets come in. What are you afraid to tell someone? 10 years together, I've never finished, not even once.
Oh.
Ever? They're talking about their dinner.
No.
They're not?
No, when two people love each other.
Well, clearly they don't love each other.
No, they love each other. It's just one of them is a greedy lover.
Mm. Oh, that's so sad.
Greedy lover.
I really want him to try more positions than missionary.
Same. Not him, but her.
He's like, my boyfriend. Oh, crap. I mean Sammy.
Here's another one. I just want my husband to ask one time to enter the forbidden door.
Oh.
You're like, I don't necessarily want you in the door, but I want you to ask because it's naughty.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. It sounds like she wants
wow.
it. Nobody wants this to be asked and go, no, I don't. Ew.
But she just said she just wants to be asked. Mm-hmm.
Wants her husband to ask one time to enter the forbidden door.
That's so funny.
Wow.
Again, same.
Yeah.
Did you text all these?
No. No.
I swear to God, Sammy, one time. Just ask one time.
Come on, I'm dying.
No, I don't want my back door. I just want her to ask me to enter her forbidden chambers.
Oh my God. Poor Sammy.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You made that really creepy.
How many times have we said that? Oh, poor Sammy.
Yeah. You
know. I think every single podcast.
He's eating more medicine right now.
Back at it.
Yeah.
Feeling better.
Yeah, it's helping a lot.
Yeah, I know it would.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So what do we think of chicken, this KFC's new, what is this, cheesa?
I think it's because it's pizza. So it's cheesa.
Cheesa.
Yeah, so it's basically like a
chicken breast that's like breaded, pounded out, and that's the base of the
chicken
pizza.
Chicken parmesan, basically, yeah. Without noodles. It's got pasta sauce or pizza sauce, and then it's got cheese and pepperoni on it.
It's legit. Chicken parmesan.
That's what it is. Without noodles. That's all. It's carb-free.
Well, there's this YouTube channel, Ordinary Sausage, where a guy with a voice turns unordinary things into sausage. He's done it with candy, pickles, popcorn, even made a water sausage. Now he's made sausage out of KFC's new fried chicken and pizza mashup called Cheetza.
Yeah, I will give you full disclosure. His voice is hard to hear.
All right.
So it's three pieces of pepperoni, some cheese of unidentifiable nature, and some red sauce. Let's sausage! All right, I think we're done. You know, KFC can still make a great fried chicken sausage. The marinara, the cheese, and a hint of pepperoni. So really, this made a fantastic sausage. So I'm going to have to give this sausage here a 5 out of 5.
Oh, Dez, you're in.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I thought the thing sounded good to start with. I don't know about it going through a sausage maker and getting all schmooshed up. But then again, I love a sausage.
Yes, he would have died. He cooked it up. It's all grilled, just everything. And he said every part of it was better.
I don't have a sausage machine, but I'd sure take a bite.
I believe that's what you had a nickname for Taylor. Old sausage machine.
But that guy's voice, you're right. Whoa.
That'd be hard to be married to.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
No. And he's, let's sausage. Is that what he says to his wife?
And is he like, is he trying to be like a Mickey Mouse? Or is it like?
He's an entertainer.
Yeah, boy, he's doing something.
Turning things into sausage. Boy, there's a market for anything. I'm telling you, I don't know why you two haven't done some YouTube page of your weird food things.
We talked about it recently. What was our latest thing that we wanted to do?
Just
eating things?
Just eating. It was always just eating. There's a guy who has made millions. He's 21, or I guess she. I don't know. They've never shown who they are. This person has a dorm room cooking page where they take things in their dorm room, cook them in like all the cheap utensils or cheap like pots
like
that they would get.
Hot pot.
Mm-hmm. And they make millions of views on it every single day.
Unbelievable.
They did a beef Wellington in their dorm, and it got seen by Gordon Ramsay. They're a millionaire.
It's unreal that people sit and watch this crap.
And I watch people eat all the time. And it used to annoy me. No, it just in my feed. So I go through all these cute kid things and these love stories. Huh. And then it's like people trying burritos. This one girl, she legit eats breakfast burritos everywhere. She annoyed me at first because it's you're hearing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
is
it bugs.
ASMR or something?
But then I'm into it. I'm like, yeah, Not in like a, oh, yeah, but yeah. Like a damn girl, give me a bite of that type of thing.
Hmm.
Is that?
We have very
that?
Different feeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
we do.
Very
there
different feeds.
Zero hot dudes on mine. Every now and then they're dancing, I guess. A cute little dance.
Oh my God. My feed is hot dudes.
I know.
Travel stuff and Warren Buffett.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I love Warren Buffett.
I love that guy. Yeah.
So you can never get too excited. Hot dudes, Warren Buffett.
I get excited about what Warren has to say.
Yeah,
I love
too.
That guy.
Wow.
Oh, man. He drops some good stuff.
Yep.
You should follow him.
Okay, I will. It's going to change my whole feed up.
Oh,
no,
shoot.
But you'd have to do something with the information.
Oh. I love that's buffets. That's Warren Buffett.
No, no.
That's a problem. I, like, watch her eat breakfast burritos, but I never make them or even go order them. It's real weird.
So you're not learning anything.
No, I'm learning where I'd like to go if I was in Austin, Texas, or wherever else she travels.
Yeah.
And I learn. I did actually, I applied one really good lesson. When you're eating any sort of burrito, you pour the salsa on the top on each bite.
Oh.
And then you get the, and I went, oh my God, she's brilliant.
She changed your life.
She did. She
so
changed.
Just think, if the two of you, the power of Ding and Dong, combined your food knowledge and put videos out there, think how many people you could just, I mean, really
ruin.
Change their world or ruin. Yes.
I don't know if it would ruin. He's right, though. There are people who make a living just going and trying all the new fast food items or the new restaurant items.
The people I watch do this aren't like fun and funny. It's just you get sucked in. We are fun and funny.
And you have credibility. Look at you. You
Look
two with
us.
No food.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, you want to see this butt? You want to see this? This didn't make itself.
I'm
you
know? Chef Boyardee's long lost son.
Right.
Yeah. You should say that.
I should. Chef Boyardee Company's like, no.
Yeah, that's
Cease
trademarked.
You've been made by Chef Boyardee, but no, you are not his son.
Do you think, what percentage are you Chef Boyardee?
Oh.
If you could assign a value to that.
It was a lot of my childhood. SpaghettiOs, raviolis.
So at least half of you is?
Probably 40, 50%.
40 to 50%.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a good 20% ramen noodles.
Oh.
So 10, now up to 70, okay.
10 to 15% would be steak-em.
Yeah.
Oh, that
or bologna, probably the combination of bad meats that you shouldn't eat.
Yeah.
That actually probably is 20%. So I'm down to 10%, and I can't even put any vegetables in there.
Is there donuts? How much of you
would
is...
be the rest of it? 10%.
Yeah. But they're not donuts. It's like the Little Debbie snack cakes. You know what I mean? It's not like the
Why would I
really
ever eat a
good
donut?
Donuts.
Literally eat donuts with you all the time.
Now we're talking about what you're made of when you were a kid.
No, I meant like I'm made up of these things from childhood
Today.
To now.
Yeah.
So now we eat fancy donuts.
I do. The fanciest.
Oh, the fanciest.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
So the bulk of you is Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I mean, nobody wants Body by Boyardee. Nobody wants that. That's the worst
Maybe
program.
That's the name of your podcast.
Body by Boyardee. I get a cease and desist 8 minutes into my video.
Or you could sell a fragrance, Body by Boyardee.
Oh.
And it's like a bath bomb and a scent. A candle.
It's got this, like, floating neon orange color to it. Body by Boyardee. Do you want to smell like really old pasta and pasta sauce? Get Body by Boyardee.
Sounds like an SNL bit.
It really does.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That should have been Chris Farley's bit. He should have had Body by Boyardee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy.
Drooling a little.
I know. Well, it's just from talking with a device in my mouth and food.
And
oh, God, you really are. You're turned on. That's gross.
Oh, well, then don't look under the table.
Jeez. All right. Pidge, do you need an adult? Do you not feel safe over there?
Yeah. Get off.
Oh.
Hi. Knew that was.
All right.
This is.
Why do you look like you're just falling apart over here? He's like holding himself together.
No, I just know I'm going to, I have M&Ms in my, shirt pocket, and I know I'm going to forget about them.
Eat them all right now.
And, okay.
Or else you're going to come to work
but
and
there's
be like,
a lot.
You guys know what was in my pocket? I don't know. There's like all this M&M marks all
she
over here.
She has turned from my protective mother to just an abuser.
No,
say
I'm
what
protective.
It is.
A body.
A bully.
A body
How
shamer.
How could you bully the sweet little angel like
a
that
little,
over there?
Again with little.
I body could shame. Bully the crap out of you. Crisco.
I hope you enjoyed your coffee today.
I did. I have vitamin B and D.
Oh, there's vitamin D. Did you hear about this restaurant in India where everybody started puking?
I saw.
Bleeding from their mouth.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, that must have been spicy.
No. They went to dinner, ended up in the hospital, bleeding from their mouths and barfing after being served dry ice. The server said, no, it's mouth freshener.
No.
Wow, that dude had to be fired.
So the waiter came by with what they thought was sugar and ice palate cleanser. Turns out it was actually dry ice, which led to instant burning.
Oh.
And the effects seemed to kick in right away. After they put the dry ice in their mouth, they reportedly started bleeding from their mouth, rinsing their mouth out with water, spitting all over the floor.
Oh.
I had no idea that that's the reaction.
Well, you can't touch it. It instantly like takes your skin off when you touch it.
I didn't realize it would that kind of a reaction in your mouth, though. Because do you remember ever going to, was it Chino Latino in Uptown?
Oh, yeah, baby.
And they had one drink with dry ice in it, and it would...
Yep. It looked like it was smoking.
Yeah.
And it was in a really cool...
Was that a blue
like,
Hawaiian?
Like a tiki type of... Yes.
Yeah.
I think it might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get what you're saying there then. I would never think that would be a problem to drink that.
And when we were kids, the only reason like I feel like I have any experience with dry ice was from like Halloween parties that my mom would make like, oh, the witch's brew, like a cauldron of... You know, and it just was juice with that in it.
Yeah.
And it was like, do not eat the ice.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. Don't eat it.
That's amazing. Mm. I had no idea that that would be the reaction, though.
Oh, that's a hard lesson to learn right there.
Boy, is it ever. I wouldn't know, though, because I don't go out to eat anymore.
At all.
At all. Ever. We just don't. And I know you're sick and tired of it, too.
No. Oh, my gosh. Taylor, he was so sweet. Last Friday, we've just been so busy. We've had so much going on. He surprised me with a night for he and I just to hang. And I had said, oh, my God, let's just hang at home. I love his cooking. You know, we could open a nice bottle of wine. He's like, no, let's go to a place we haven't been in. He said, I already made reservations. Went to a movie, had the best time. And then we went to a place we haven't been in forever. We shared an appetizer. We each had one drink. And then we each had an entree that we were going to share. Mm-hmm. Splitskies. And we get it. And he's like, God, this is more than I thought it was going to be. You know, because you look in, you're like, this was this price. This was this. You added up, you know, there's going to be a tax. There was like I don't even remember what the tax was. But there was an extra like $7 added on, and it didn't say service charge, which is what I was expecting. It was a cost of food rising charge.
Oh.
He like on the way home, he's like, I'd rather not know that.
Yeah.
He's like, I'd rather you just add an extra dollar onto each thing. So then I just go, oh, wow, that was just expensive. I don't go, God dang it. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that would be the way, but yeah, he's like, well, that was our last date in a while. I'm like, cool.
Well, when we were going to our favorite place and wings are $18, I went, I'm done. I'm done. I don't care. I won't do it. I absolutely $18 for chicken wings. Are you crazy? That's insane.
And that's,
no.
And that's not like our meal. We'd always get like something like that to share as an app, and then you still get food.
Yeah.
Hell no.
All the apps are like $17.
Oh my
and
God.
You were gone for this, Ryan. I told these guys last week, and this happened at the same exact place where they're $18 wings. I didn't realize any of the like the happy hours or anything else like that.
Oh.
And so we got there at like 2:45.
Mm-hmm.
We get our stuff, we order it, and it's like 2:51, and I go, oh, I forgot he wanted his own order of wings, and I'm getting my order of wings, whatever. And she goes, oh, perfect, and I see this menu pop over here, and I go, oh, what is that? Let me see that. Hold on. They have a happy hour from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yep.
And I went, is it too late to hold those off until like 8 minutes from now? And she goes, oh, sorry, already in, locked in, sorry, full price. And I went, you couldn't, like, the second order I put in minutes before 3 o'clock, you didn't think to go, why don't you wait until 3 o'clock, and then we'll put these in, talk amongst yourselves, do whatever. She put them in full price, and then I decided I had to be so passive aggressive. All that money that she could have saved me by having the appetizers, half price or whatever it was, came off of her tip.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Right off of her tip.
What?
I mean, it's not nice. I still need to get a tip.
She's still got a good tip. You know that I'm stupid.
How is it her fault? It's the restaurant, not her. You took money out of her pocket.
How many times have we gone there?
She's a single mother, too.
Of three children that are all...
I know that server. She has a bum leg, a single mother,
yep.
And from an abusive relationship.
Yeah. And her house just burned down.
It did. I contributed to her GoFundMe.
So did I. Now we have to contribute more because of this jackass.
I need to tell you guys.
Time out on the
field. What?
No. She also is behind in medical bills,
so she has
a new GoFundMe page.
Again? This is the second time?
Yep. Shoot, Mom. Yep.
It's that incurable cancer.
Yep.
Oh,
it's just awful.
Don't set up GoFundMe during happy hour, then, because that's a bad time.
She has the ankle cancer.
What did I do to you?
Yeah.
What did I do to you?
That's her question to you.
No.
Besides, serve you a delicious meal of exactly what you ordered. What a prick. God. What a prick.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan, the After Hours Podcast.
Have I told you about Apollo lately and how I love them? Because they have saved the day for me. They've saved the day for Dez. They saved the day for my mom. And boy, does she need all the help she can get.
Yeah, and she finally accepted help from Apollo.
I know, not me. She didn't accept help from me, her son.
She's like, no, thank you. But yeah, she has a new home comfort system. I have a new home comfort system.
Oh, boy.
So do you. Take it away, buddy.
I will. This is super fun. And you can get it all taken care of by going to callapollo.com. Whether you need a new furnace or you need a new air conditioner, because we are going to have, Ken Barlow said earlier, 9, 10, 90 degree days. So you got to start thinking ahead on that. You can also take care of your plumbing needs.
Yep. And Lord knows they've taken care of your house's plumbing needs a number of times.
What does that mean?
Oh, boy. I'm just saying, if they can take care of you, they can take care of anybody because they're experts. Go to callapollo.com. That's callapollo.com.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.